This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Late last night, Fulton County, Georgia District Attorney Fani Willis announced former President Trump had been indicted again, this time at the state level, along with 18 allies.
Rather than abide by Georgia's legal process for election challenges, the defendants engaged in a criminal racketeering enterprise to overturn Georgia's presidential election result.
Others indicted include Rudy Giuliani and former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. In a statement, Trump attorneys call the indictment, quote, flawed and unconstitutional. Correspondent Nicole Killian is in Atlanta.
All of these defendants have until Friday, August 25th at noon to voluntarily surrender. Otherwise, a warrant could be issued for their arrest. So that is kind of the next process, the step forward.
The death toll from the Maui wildfires is up to 99 this morning, but thousands of people are still missing in Lahaina. Correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti is there.
The town, 80% of it was destroyed. We're talking neighborhood after neighborhood reduced to fields of ash. That's why when we hear officials say they expect the death toll to rise significantly, we believe, unfortunately, that they are right.
There are fears of new danger with high winds from Tropical Storm Greg in the forecast. A woman tied to the brutal murder of Texas Army Specialist Vanessa Guillen has been sentenced to 30 years in prison. Reporter Chris Fox from Austin.
Judge Alan Albright was moved to tears at times by the evidence brought by investigators. Members of Guillen's family overwhelmed by the grotesque details of Cecily Aguilar's role in helping her boyfriend, Army Specialist Aaron Robinson, dismember, skin, and bury 20-year-old Vanessa Guillen. Guillen's sister, Myra, wasn't buying Aguilar's apology.
It's hard to find that apology sincere. But she got the maximum sentence, and that's the least that she deserved.
A 17-year-old in Philadelphia has been charged with plotting what officials say could have been a catastrophic terrorist attack. District Attorney Larry Krasner.
The young man who's under arrest was an aspiring terrorist.
Officials say the teenager had ties to Al-Qaeda. A former NFL player whose story was told in the Oscar-winning movie The Blind Side makes a shocking allegation.
Tell me just one thing. I should know about you.
But I'd like to be called Big Mike.
Michael Oher claims the white Mississippi family that took him in high school never actually adopted him, but tricked him into agreeing to a conservatorship that made them wealthy and left him with nothing. He's asking a court to terminate the deal. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
President Joe Biden is in Wisconsin on Tuesday, August 15th, and you'll find complete coverage of his visit on your local Civic Media radio station.
News director Terry Bell will kick it all off during the newscast at noon, followed by Town Call with Devil's Advocates host Mike Crute joining the show live on location in Milwaukee. Then listen for the president's speech during the Todd Alba Show after 1 p.m.
Special live coverage of President Joe Biden's stop in Milwaukee Tuesday, August 15th, starting at noon on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
When you want something so badly, what you're able to justify and rationalize and get over. So I would say there's not a non-zero chance.
But what record would she run on? Foxconn?
I mean, what did she run on for governor? Probably the same thing.
I just remember her warning about people will be marrying coffee tables once gay marriage is allowed. So I'd like her to run just so I can ask her how many of those weddings she's been to.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our producer and engineer, the Fantastico, Mr. Aaron Zommers. It is Monday, August 14th, 2023. Glad to have you along with us on another back to work week. Try that again, Toddy. Voice is coming back slowly but surely. If you're with us last week, I was pretty gravelly, pretty congested. Got some antibiotics and just kind of laid low, some honey and lemon, chilled out, some long hot showers, and voice is starting to come back. So thankful for that. Coming up tomorrow on the program, we will be on location at Volk Field up in beautiful Juneau County near Camp Douglas. We're going to be there for the Northern Lightning Show of the Wisconsin Air National Guard and the Air Force. Pilots from all over the country coming in, landing, taking off. In different aircraft, going to be there to interview Brigadier General David May, also a pilot from the F-35s, and much, much more. So be on location up there in Volk Field. Also, at the same time, going to be working with our news director, Terry Bell, and Mike Crute to the Devil's Advocates, as they will be on location down in Milwaukee for the presidential visit by President Joe Biden, coming to Wisconsin a week ahead of the Republican debates in Milwaukee, which, by the way, I'll put a plug in now. We are also going to be covering those presidential debates in Milwaukee next Wednesday. We will have this show on location right adjacent to the Deer District. The actual debate is going to be at Fiserv Forum, where the Milwaukee Bucks and Marquette basketball team plays. And we're going to be at a wonderful bar near the Deer District, on location for this show and others. And then we're going to have a special 7 to 8, a pregame show, talking about the presidential GOP debate. Trigvi Olson and also the founder of the Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson, will be in town in person. And we'll also have both Republicans and Democrats from here in Wisconsin joining us. It's going to be a great program, give you some insight into these Republican debates. Trigvi Olson, Rick Wilson have been there in those strategy rooms right before they go on stage. They will tell you firsthand what happens at a Republican presidential debate, what the horse trading is going on behind the scenes. And we'll break down the issues that Republicans are trying to connect with in Wisconsin. We talked about this last week. Both sides, Republicans and Democrats, now try to speak to young voters, the youth vote. Which one has the better message? Which one will connect? Why is Wisconsin a fulcrum point? Perhaps the most important state in the presidential campaign next year to win the presidency right here in Wisconsin. I'm going to go through all that on location next Wednesday from Milwaukee for the Republican presidential debate. But coming up this hour, I want your opinion on this. Should judges and law enforcement be allowed to go in and raid a newspaper or any other media outlet without sufficient evidence simply as a form of intimidation. You say, well, Todd, that stuff doesn't happen in America. That stuff that happens over in Europe or Russia or wherever. You would be right until yesterday. Great story by Axios and other outlets as well. We're going to get into it. A police department in Marion, Kansas, was accused yesterday of violating First Amendment protections after officers raided a local newspaper and the home of its owners. The Marion County Records publisher told Axios today that he plans to file a federal lawsuit over the raid, which the paper said contributed, get this, to the death of its 98-year-old co-owner, Joan Meyer. I'm not sure it's Meyer or Meyer. We'll go with Meyer. The raid was widely condemned by major news organizations and journalism advocacy groups. It was widely condemned, but look, I watched some of the morning shows this morning on TV. I didn't hear a word about this. This is a direct assault against the First Amendment and against the free press. And very few people are talking about this. The 98-year-old co-owner, Joan Meyer, of the newspaper that was raided is dead because she was so upset. The Media Coalition and other freedom of the press groups argue the raids infringed the paper's rights and may have violated federal law that restricts law enforcement's ability to conduct newsroom searches. Eric Meyer, the paper's co-owner and editor, said in an email this morning he plans to file a suit, quote, to establish a clear precedent that this sort of behavior cannot be tolerated, unquote. We're going to come back. We're going to give you the details of what happened on this raid. It's going to astound you. Basically over a local diner owner driving without a license and getting a DUI, and the newspaper reported it. Then the restaurant owner hosted a town listening session for a Republican elected official, and she kicked the press out. Said the press couldn't cover a local elected, a congressman, I believe. And the local cops joined with this woman after a complaint and raided the newspaper. Come back, take your phone calls, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Don't go anywhere. Todd Allball Show. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
There could be pockets of patchy fog out there this morning. Otherwise, becoming mostly sunny and warmer today. We'll get to around 78 for a high this afternoon. The wind west at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, down to 59. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, warmer and more humid with a high of 85. And there could be a few stronger thunderstorms late tomorrow into tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Past the hour of 2 o'clock across the Civic Media Radio Network in the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media app. What do you feel in terms of judges and the cops raiding a newspaper in Kansas with apparently not legal authority to do so? 844-967-2789. What are your feelings on the sanctity of the free press and the First Amendment in this country? In the state of Wisconsin, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Back to this Axios article. Marion County Record, located in Kansas, said in online reports that police seized computers and staff's file servers and phones on Friday during a raid on the family-owned paper's office and took Eric Meyer's phone, computers, and internet router during a search of his home, after a warrant was issued and signed by a local judge. The raids occurred following a complaint from restaurant owner Carrie Newell, who accused the paper of illegally obtaining and disseminating sensitive information on a drunken driving conviction against her per a nonprofit news site called the Kansas Reflector. However, the paper said that it obtained the information legally from a tip and used public online records to verify the details. The paper decided against publishing the information and instead contacted police. It did report on Newell, the restaurant owner, confirming the conviction during a city council meeting. So this restaurant owner down here in Kansas, Carrie Newell, apparently got herself into some trouble, got a DUI. And it sounds like a small town. I mean, the local paper is like those that are left, right? Those of us that come from small town Wisconsin, like myself, know that a lot of times the sports person is also the editor, is also the person that goes to the city council meetings and the county board meetings. I think of the great paper, the Richland Observer, back where I'm from, for many years owned by Jim Olson, and then his son Eric Olson took it over. Sold it a few years ago, but still going. And you see Eric Olson, he'd be taking the pictures of the kids at the soccer and the football, the wrestling matches. He'd also be at the city council, the county board meeting, and he'd be also writing the articles and putting the paper in the bed. I'm not sure when the man slept. For those local papers that are left, that's how it goes, right? So we're not talking about the New York Times or some conglomerate of the press here in Kansas. It's a small town paper. And so they got these tips on this woman that she got a DUI. Probably embarrassing. Well, the paper waited until this was revealed at a city council meeting in public. Now, this restaurant owner, Newell, she also removed reporters from a meeting at her restaurant last week with U.S. Congressman Jake LaTurner, Republican. The Marion County Record said the co-owner, Joan Meyer, who was, quote, otherwise in good health for her age, died at her home on Saturday after becoming stressed beyond her limits over, quote, illegal police raids, unquote. Now, the police raid of the Marion County Record on Friday appears to have violated federal law, the First Amendment, and basic human decency, said Seth Stern, the director for Advocacy for Freedom of the Press Foundation. On the other side, Marion Police Chief Gideon Cody, in an emailed statement to news outlets, including Axios, declined to discuss the investigation, but said, quote, I believe when the rest of the story is available to the public, the justice or judicial system that is being questioned will be vindicated. He added the Federal Privacy Protection Act, quote, does protect journalists from most searches, but added this does not apply when there is a reason to believe the journalist is taking part in the underlying wrongdoing. Newell, the restaurant owner, she told the New York Times that her privacy had been violated. Well, I think what was embarrassing was what happened. Why does this matter? Because tensions between local newsroom and local law enforcement officials have escalated in recent years. In 2020, dozens of journalists across the country were arrested and targeted by police during nationwide George Floyd protests. More recently, politicians have pushed to block journalists from covering public events. Governor Ron Puddenfingers DeSantis notably barred journalists from covering an event in which he signed a controversial bill into law in 2021. Our friend Trevi Olson from the Lincoln Project, who comes on the show every Wednesday, we appreciate that. Trevi Olson, a native of Wisconsin, worked in a lot of Republican campaigns and otherwise, like myself, and then also left the Republican Party, now with the Lincoln Project. He has worked on democracy projects and campaigns around the world, particularly in Eastern Europe. He said this on Twitter yesterday. He said, this is the kind of event that is a moment of truth in the battle between democracy and autocracy. The condemnation should be coming from all those who care about democracy. What do you think? Should the police have a right to raid a newspaper based on a tip? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. And before I want to give you a little bit more context, we actually go now to this Kansas Reflector, the local newspaper, one of them here in Kansas, in Marion, Kansas. It's a very interesting story to me as a person that happens to like the First Amendment and like journalism. Eric Meyer, the owner, this is from the Kansas Register now, or the Kansas Reflector, pardon me. Eric Meyer, owner and publisher of the newspaper, said police were motivated by confidential sources who leaked sensitive documents to the newspaper, and the message was clear, quote, mind your own business or we're going to do it for you. The raid followed these news stories of the restaurant owner, as we said, and also wouldn't allow the press to cover Representative LaTurner's town hall session. Meyer said he never heard of police raiding newspapers during his 20 years at guess where? The Milwaukee Journal. Cut his teeth here in Wisconsin. Or 26 years teaching journalism at the University of Illinois. Quote, it's going to have a chilling effect on us even tackling issues, Meyer said, as well as chilling effect on people giving us information. Here's where it gets interesting. The search warrant signed by Marion County District Court Magistrate Judge Laura Vayer appears to violate federal law that provides protections against searching and seizing material from journalists. The law requires law enforcement to subpoena materials instead. The judge did not respond to a request for comment for the story or explain why she would authorize a potentially illegal raid. So you understand the nuance there? It's not that police can never go into a news media outlet, but the law says that when they do so on the rare occasion, they have to go before a judge and ask for a warrant for specific materials. And then they go in and look specifically for that material, not just go in and take everything. Emily Bradbury, executive director of the Kansas Press Association, said the police raid is unprecedented in Kansas. Quote, an attack on a newspaper office through an illegal search is not just an infringement on the rights of journalists, but an assault on the very foundation of democracy and the public's right to know. This cannot be allowed to stand, unquote. Meyer reported last week that Marion restaurant owner Carrie Newell had kicked the newspaper staff out of the public meeting with the congressman, whose staff, the congressman's staff, was apologetic. Newell responded to Meyer's reporting with hostile comments on her personal Facebook page. A reporter with the Marion Record used a state website to verify information provided by the source, but Meyer suspected the source was relaying the information from Newell's husband, who had filed for divorce. Meyer decided not to publish a story about the information and it alerted police to the situation. Here's where it gets really weird. This restaurant owner, her estranged husband, who'd filed for divorce, this restaurant owner thought her husband was trying to screw her over. So she gets the police involved in this and this wacky judge. And this judge authorizes a raid on a newspaper based on a lunatic, it appears, of a restaurant owner who is getting divorced from her husband. But the scary thing is this judge and then the police would go through with this despite the lack of evidence. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to CJ here in Dade County in Stoughton. CJ, what say you?
Well, thanks for taking my call, Todd. I'd like to just make a comment on the previous topic, if I could. I was on hold for quite a while.
Get about a minute, so go ahead.
Okay. The difference between, there is a difference between an audit and a recount. Recounts were done, audits were not. And the mere fact that the Democrats want to keep pandemic rules that were not approved by the legislature, is correct that all these rule changes, such as drop boxes, should have to go through the legislature and not just pronounce that it's now okay. But it was an exception made for the pandemic.
But CJ, do you think that Ron DeSantis is wrong for allowing drop boxes in Florida?
Not necessarily. I think if they are.
Because Wisconsin is the only one of 11 states that doesn't allow.
In the park, okay, just the way voting in the park was deemed not legal
by a conservative Supreme Court
legislature approval, it should have to go through the legislature with mandates or on how they are monitored or audited or whatever. So, do you believe you should have an ID to vote?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, that's been tried and not done. And that's not true.
CJ, you have to have an ID in order to vote. You have to go and do that.
That's why it was deemed not legal.
What was deemed not legal?
Because it was not approved by the legislature.
But you have to have an ID to vote. It's just, all right. Thank you, CJ. We're out of time. Appreciate your call. Going to get back to this issue down in Kansas. First Amendment rights to the press. Stay tuned. This is the Todd Allbull Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
CBS News special report. Late last night, former President Trump and more than a dozen allies were hit with criminal indictments for an alleged attempt to overturn Georgia's 2020 election results. Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis.
The participants in association took various actions in Georgia and elsewhere to block the counting of the votes of the presidential electors.
Among the others indicted, Rudy Giuliani and former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
This is going to be a huge endeavor for the prosecutors because there are going to be so many defense lawyers and so many motions to deal with that they're going to have to take it step by step, plus coordinate with the other three cases that Donald Trump is facing around the nation.
The defendants have until a week from Friday to voluntarily surrender. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Donald J. Trump has now been indicted for a third time. The purpose of the conspiracy was to overturn the legitimate results of the 2020 presidential election by using knowingly false claims of election fraud. The defendant enlisted co-conspirators to assist him in his criminal efforts. Jim Troupas, Ron Johnson, they're coming for you. Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Jeffrey Clark, yeah, you as well.
Weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Mr. Aaron Zommer is on the board. Glad to have you along on a Monday, August 14th, 2023. Do you think that the police and judges should have the right to go in under a search warrant, a broad search warrant, and just raid a newspaper and the editor's homes based on a hot tip? 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789 or on the app as well. So kind of just to close this up a little bit, or maybe I want your phone calls on it. But I want to close up the entire story so you get the full context of this thing down in Kansas, where a small town newspaper, a family newspaper, was raided, not just the office, but simultaneously at the home of the editor. And the co-editor, I'm assuming the guy's mom, 98 years old, still kicking, still doing great. She died of a heart attack after the raid because she was so upset by it. And what happened was a local restaurant owner had apparently was driving without or with a suspended driver's license and got herself an operating while intoxicated. The newspaper reported that after it came out at a city council meeting. Why did it come out at a city council meeting? Because she was appearing before the city council to get her liquor license renewed. And as someone who sat on a local small town city council and watched over the liquor licenses, I can tell you this is true. that if the key person listed as the owner or the holder of the license gets a DUI, that could be automatically disqualifying to have your liquor license renewed. So this restaurant owner was ticked off because she messed up. And the newspaper had the audacity to report it when it came out in open session of a city council meeting. And so she calls police and say, the only way that could have gotten out there is by identity theft. And this newspaper is guilty of identity theft. That's the charge. This restaurant owner said on Friday on her personal Facebook account, she said she, quote, foolishly, unquote, received a DUI in 2008 and, quote, knowingly operated a vehicle without a license out of necessity, unquote. Then she goes on to say this, quote, journalists have become the dirty politicians of today, twisting narrative for biased agendas full of muddied half-truths. We rarely get facts that aren't baited with misleading insinuations, unquote. She then went on, this is on her Facebook page. She said the entire debacle was brought forth as an attempt to smear her name and to jeopardize her alcohol license, harm her business, and retaliation, and for personal leverage in an ongoing domestic court battle. This woman's nuts. But the even crazier thing on this is that when she called and told police the only way that the newspaper could have got that information is through identity theft. And so this crazy judge gives the police a broad order, apparently illegally. And the police decide to go ahead and raid not just the newspaper, but the home of the editor and the co-editor, one of whom was 98 and the woman died of a heart attack. The newspaper owner, whose father worked at the newspaper from 1948 until he retired, bought this Marion County Record in 1998, preventing a sale to a corporate newspaper chain. So he kept it as a local newspaper. He was a journalism professor at Illinois. And he said he had graduate students from Egypt who talked about how people would come into the newspaper office and seize everything so they couldn't publish. Those students at the University of Illinois presented a scholarly paper at a conference in Toronto about what it had done to journalism there. And then he goes on to say this, the newspaper owner, quote, that's basically what they're trying to do here. The intervention is just like the repressive government of Egypt. I didn't think it could happen in America. Unquote. I've had a lot of people over the years say to me, knowing that I spent a lot of time in politics and government, say, Todd, I just don't think my vote counts. I don't think this election is going to change anything. This story right here should convince you otherwise. You don't think elections matter? You don't think who we elect to the judicial bench matters? You don't think who sits in the governor's office matters? Or who controls the legislature matters? It matters immensely. Because if you would have had a decent judge down in Marion County, this would have never happened. The guy is right. These are autocracy, totalitarian government tactics, and it's happening right here in the United States of America. Look what's happening in the Wisconsin Supreme Court right now. And in the Wisconsin legislature, we got to get that music, Mr. Zombers. I'll put that on a list of 100 things we got to do. We got to have a little open with what's popping, Robin Voss.
Yeah, we definitely need to do that.
A little rock and Robin, a little popcorn music. Did you see this over the weekend? To my point, remember when the Wisconsin Supreme Court election was going on earlier this year? It got leaked out that this Republican who was running for Alberta Darling's seat down in southeast Wisconsin said, yeah, if we get the supermajority of the state Senate, Dan Knodel is his name. So if I get elected, that means Republicans will have both or have a supermajority in the state Senate. And we're going to start impeaching people. Because in the Wisconsin State Assembly, you don't have to have a supermajority to impeach, just a simple majority. So the assembly can impeach, and then we're going to have a trial in the state Senate. And by golly, if we all stick together in the state Senate, we can start impeaching some people. And he threw out Tony Evers, and he threw out Janet Protasiewicz, should she get elected. And Robin Voss and the Senate Majority Leader in the Senate, Republicans, Devin Lemieux, said, you know, oh, no, we won't do that. We're not going to do that. That's just, you know, Representative Knodel, now Senator Knodel, because he won. He's just overreached. There's not going to be any. I wish I was a better voice. I could do a Robin Voss impersonation. But, you know, we're not going to be doing any sort of, recalls or impeachments. It's not going to happen. Not going to happen. Well, guess what? Over the weekend, Robin Voss said, now that it is Justice Janet Protasiewicz, and now that the liberals have a 4-3 majority on the court, that he is not ruling out impeaching Janet Protasiewicz if she does not recuse herself on the pending court case to reconsider the maps of Wisconsin. There's a court case being brought now that the majority has changed to a 4-3 liberal majority to reconsider the maps where the lines were redrawn after the census of 2010. And again, not hearsay, because Todd was actually in the room working for Republican Senator Dale Schultz in 2011, 2012, when these maps were being drawn. And remember, I've told you from firsthand, this is not a matter of, oh, let's try to make sure the maps are fair. They had a shop set up across the street from the Capitol in a lawyer's office, Republicans did. Tad Ottman, the longtime staffer of now then Senator, Majority Leader, now Congressman Scott Fitzgerald, had a shop set up, and in order for any state senator, Republican, or staffer to see the draft of the new maps, you had to sign a non-disclosure agreement saying you wouldn't talk about it before it was put in a bill. There's texts that have been released or emails from former Senator Leah Vukmir to Tad Ottman, where she specifically, I'm not making this up, where she specifically named neighborhoods and parts of towns that she wanted in because, oh, this is more favorable to Republicans. Well, if you want to make this assembly seat more Republican, I'll be willing to take that because I can absorb it. They literally drew the maps in order to choose their voters, not the voters choosing their representatives.
And you can still look up these emails and read it yourself, and yeah, it's disturbing.
It's absolutely disturbing. So in what world does anyone believe that those maps are legal and constitutional? And it was challenged in court. And Brian Hagedorn, the justice, a swing justice, decided to go with the other conservatives. And they kept these gerrymandered, ridiculous maps that are based on absolutely immoral action. And I would argue illegal. I'm not a judge or a lawyer, so I won't say that. But what common person could say that was done legally? I don't know any, unless you're an absolute partisan hack. And again, this has happened on both Republican and Democratic side over the years, never to the extent that it did the last time around when Republicans were in control because they had all these computer programs. So a conservative court, influenced greatly by Republican money people, ignored the law and said these gerrymandered maps were okay. So guess what? And by the way, it's a no-brainer because in the state of Wisconsin, if you poll people, which have been several polls out there, overwhelmingly, the majority of Wisconsinites don't believe the maps are fair and want a fair mapping system. So, I mean, someone had the audacity to bring a lawsuit in Wisconsin to say we should reconsider these lines for the legislature and for the United States Congress in Wisconsin. Reconsider it. And actually, this time, maybe we'll have four justices that will apply the law as it's written, and we could have new maps, fair maps of Wisconsin. Well, guess what? Republicans don't like to hear that too much. And they're getting a little nervous. Now, we played Mark Jefferson, the executive director of the state Republican Party, who was on Channel 3 here in Madison this weekend. Did you notice that, Mr. Zomers? He got a little shaky.
He definitely did.
A little sweaty in the upper lip.
And then he just started repeating things he already said and not answering right. The question.
That's the thing. They know their goose is cooked unless they cook the system. Let me say that again. Republicans in Wisconsin know their goose is cooked unless they cook the system. So now they're trying to figure out, holy cow, this could get really nasty really quickly. I mean, if we have four justices in the Supreme Court that apply the law as it's written, a lot of what we try to do to put the fix in on the people of Wisconsin might be undone. So guess now what Robin Voss said over the weekend, that he would not rule out impeaching Justice Janet Protasiewicz if she did not recuse herself from this redistricting case on the maps. And you know what his reasoning was? He said because she told people what she thought during the campaign. Oh, the audacity. You know what she said? She goes, yeah, I think the maps are rigged. That's just a fact because I saw it with my own eyes. I mean, if you don't call using a computer to not just carve out cities and neighborhoods, but actual individual houses, if you don't call that rigged, I don't know what is. All right? As Bo Ryan used to tell me when I covered Pioneer Sports down in Platteville, he used to say, I might have been born on a weekend, but it wasn't last weekend. All right? Any common person will tell you that the maps we have right now are rigged. What do you think? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Should Janet Protasiewicz be impeached? Give us your opinion on the other side. This is the Tom Humble Show. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
There could be pockets of patchy fog out there this morning. Otherwise, becoming mostly sunny and warmer today. We'll get to around 78 for a high this afternoon. The wind west at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, down to 59. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, warmer and more humid with a high of 85. And there could be a few stronger thunderstorms late tomorrow into tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. That is 10 minutes before our friend and colleague, Mr. Matt Flynn, takes over after the national news and weather at the top of the hour. Matt Flynn, direct. Great program, great host. Always learn something. Probably get a chuckle along the way. Matt Flynn, direct from 3 until 4. At 4 o'clock then, it is the Devil's Advocates with Crudy and Dom. Never personal, only politics, the Devil's Advocates. At 6 o'clock, the Maggie Dawn Show. And then at 8 o'clock, Rick Smith Across America. At 10 o'clock, our friend Robert Pilot with a taped edition of Native Roots Radio. Should Judge Janet Protasiewicz of the Wisconsin Supreme Court be impeached if she does not recuse herself in this upcoming case on redistricting and taking a second look at these maps, which any person will tell you they're rigged? Because that's what Robin Voss is saying now. That's what's popping Robin Voss, is that he's changed his mind after the special state Senate election, saying he might just take a look at that. Do you agree with Robin Voss? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go down to east side of Milwaukee and talk to Pat. Pat, I was in South Milwaukee last week. Beautiful down there. What's happening on the east side?
Well, it's raining cats and dogs right now. I guess we need it.
Yeah.
But with Robin Voss's comments over the weekend, he's revealed himself to be both a hypocrite and delusional. I'm sure he would not have said, you know, anything if Judge, if Dan Kelly had prevailed in that election. And Kelly had never been shy about expressing his opinion throughout the campaign, and which is what, you know, voters want. They want to know what these justices are actually thinking and possibly going to do, which is how we select them or why we select them, because they agree with our positions. The other issue about him being delusional is he was saying, well, the Democrats are upset because we're winning elections. Well, au contraire, in the last several statewide elections, they have come up short every time with the governor's race, the last three or four Supreme Court races, and with Attorney General. The Republicans can no longer win this state, and they know it, and they're now becoming, vindictive by saying that we'll just out and out impeach the statewide leaders that get elected. It's quite anti-democratic. Robin Voss is an idiot. He's a disgrace to the University of Wisconsin system because he claims to have graduated from it. It's just outrageous. Everything that guy says, he's as dumb as a box of rocks and a few rocks short of that. So
I appreciate the call, Pat. I share your passion on this. Thank you so much. Down there on the east side of Milwaukee, Pat in the east side of Milwaukee, appreciate that. He was right. It is vindictive. And just like when we started this show with Mark Jefferson, the executive director of the Wisconsin Republican Party, they're nervous. They're nervous because they know that their ideas, their stances on the issues don't line up with a majority, 50% plus one, of Wisconsin voters. And to Pat's point there, they're losing statewide elections. And remember, the last two election cycles, more people voted Democratic for the state legislature than Republican. And you ask Todd, well, then why do Republicans have super majorities in the Senate and only two short in the Assembly? Because of gerrymandering. Because of rigged maps. That's it. And Republicans are actually, these people, leadership, are not stupid. They get this. And they know that their only play to hang on to power is to abuse it. That's just sad. Would not be complete to let the day go by today without marking a milestone. It was 88 years ago today, on August 14th of 1935, that the Social Security Act became law and made it possible for people to work hard and then retire with dignity and have not live high on the hog, but just have some form of a safety net when they retired. And if you think that Social Security is safe, you're wrong. Because guys like Ron Johnson and other Republicans are trying to cut it, trying to get rid of it, want it means tested. But there's a guy coming to Milwaukee tomorrow, and we're going to cover it for you, probably during our show. Name is Joe Biden. And remember, this is what Joe Biden's stance is on Social Security.
I know that a lot of Republicans, their dream is to cut Social Security and Medicare. Well, let me say this. If that's your dream, I'm your nightmare.
I love that quote.
That's a real Joe Cool moment right there.
Yeah, that's the Joe Biden moment right there. He's telling Republicans, look, if your dream is to cut Social Security, I'm your worst nightmare. Because guess what? It ain't going to happen as long as I'm president. That was Joe Biden saying. One of the best speeches I ever heard the guy give. I've seen him once in person here in Madison. Was his State of the Union speech this year. He was on. He was great. And remember how he lured Republicans saying from the dais, saying, you know, look, I know that a lot of you want to cut Social Security, Medicare, especially Social Security. I remember Marjorie Taylor Greene got up in her Cruella DeVille fake mink and hissed at him and booed.
Liar.
Right, liar. And Republicans said, no, no, on national TV. And Biden looked up and smiled. He said, oh, really? Well, that's good news. He goes, we take all converts. It was masterful. And then he had the receipts. He had the plan from Rick Scott, the senator from Florida, whose plan for Senate Republicans is literally to cut Social Security. Put them in a box. So again, I go back. When people say elections don't matter, your vote doesn't matter, absolutely wrong. Because thank goodness we have Janet Protasiewicz now on the Supreme Court. And we have a real fighting chance of applying the law as it's written to have the maps, legislative maps, redrawn. And might have a fair shot at a fair map system here in Wisconsin when it comes to legislature and U.S. Congress. Thank God we have Joe Biden in the White House. Someone who will veto any attempt to cut Social Security. So don't tell me that elections don't matter. Thank goodness that Republicans are 2 votes short in the assembly of having a supermajority. Elections matter. Your vote matters. Democracy matters. Our election system is intact. It has great integrity, been proven time and again. And the only thing it takes to make it complete is your vote. And that's what we're going to be pursuing as we get into 2024. We'll see you tomorrow from Volk Field Live with the F-35s. And remember, Matt Flynn Direct is next. Don't go anywhere. For Mr. Aaron Sommers, I'm Todd Allball. We'll see you tomorrow. Whatever you believe in, keep banging on your drum.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.